DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, and Andrew's back with some answers to our earlier questions. So we began with a geography question around the moon, and I asked you how far away it is from the Earth. Well, it's about 238,000 miles. Because of the shape of the orbit, the nearest it will come to the Earth is about 226,000 miles, and the furthest away is about 251,000 miles. All a long way, whichever way we measure it. So if you gave me a number anywhere in that ballpark, the points are yours. Question two was about food that doesn't go off. And the answer is honey. Honey doesn't go bad because it is naturally high-level sugars and low levels of moisture actually prevent bacteria from growing. And without the bacteria, food won't spoil. Also, honey is acidic, which helps it fend off the microbes. And if that's not enough to protect it, the bees that make it add an enzyme called glucose oxidase to the honey. And this creates hydrogen peroxide, which helps preserve the honey further and prevent spoilage. And I think I've read somewhere that they've found honey in sort of jars and things going back to ancient Egypt times in tombs. So it does feel like that. This could be a true statement that honey does not go off. Anyway, question three was geography and the country with the most natural lakes. Well, it's Canada. The exact number is actually not really known, but it is estimated at between 900,000 and 1 million natural lakes. That's a heck of a lot of water. 560 or so of the lakes are more than 100 square kilometres in area. And the Great Lakes, which they share with the USA, contain around 18% of the world's total fresh lake water. The Great Bear Lake is the largest lake entirely inside Canada's borders, and it is around 31,000 square kilometres. Lake Huron and Lake Superior, which they share with the USA, are actually bigger, but they're not entirely in Canada. If you gave me any of that information, give yourself lots of bonus points for wonderful knowledge. Question four was natural history, and I asked you about the two mammals that lay eggs. Well, one of them is the echidna, or spiny anteater, and the other is the duck-billed platypus. There are actually four different varieties of echidna, so we would accept any of those if you know them specifically. But the duck-billed platypus is actually the only venomous mammal that we know of. So that's a little bit more bonus information for you all. Question five was about the first English language dictionary. Now, you may well argue with me, and we all know that Dr. Johnson famously produced what people think is the first dictionary. However, life is never that easy when I'm playing quizzes. Back in 1604, Robert Cordray published the Table Alphabetical, and it was the first single language dictionary ever published. Now, it only listed around 3,000 words, and it defined each one with a simple and brief description. Now, you can imagine that in the 1600s, our language was expanding. It still does now, but it was significantly expanding because of trade, travel, arts, sciences, all these things that were developing fast. So Robert Cordray actually set out to try and explain the harder words that people might come across and that would probably be unfamiliar to the average man and woman in the street. But that is classed as the very first single language dictionary. If you got that, very well done, and bonus points for doing so. Question 6. I asked you who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic. I'm hoping that you told me it was Amelia Earhart. She was born in Kansas in July 1897. And she actually disappeared during a flight in July 1937. And ultimately was declared dead in 1939. But it was back in 1932 that she actually piloted a Lockheed Vega 5B on a non-stop transatlantic flight and became the first woman to do so. Quite impressive, thinking how hard that must have been in the early 1930s. Not just as a woman pilot, but just flying such a long distance without any stopping. Something now that is taken for granted by our holidays and all the travel available to us. Question 7. Geography and the equator. How many countries sit upon it or are crossed by it? Well, it's 13. There are 3 in South America, Ecuador, Brazil and Colombia. There are 2 in Asia, Maldives and Indonesia. There is 1 in Oceania, which is Kiribati. And then all the rest are in Africa, which is Sao Tome and Principe. And I'm probably pronouncing these very badly. The Republic of the Congo, Gabon, Kenya, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda and Somalia. So 13 countries are crossed by the equator. Question 8, and I asked you about the longest road in the world. Well, it's the Pan American Highway. It begins in Prudhoe Bay in Alaska and it stretches all the way down to a place I probably can't pronounce but looks like Ushuaia in Argentina. The road is around 19,000 miles long. And it runs through 14 different countries on its journey from tip to toe. If you got any of that information, give yourselves some bonus points. Question 9, I asked you about bridges on the Amazon River. And yes, it was a trick question. There are no bridges on the Amazon River. It is the second longest in the world, but the only way you can cross it is by ferry. And the reason for this is that the river can flood so much in the rainy season that a number of any bridge at all could be either washed out or underwater. And more importantly, I suppose as well, it flows for very much a lot of its length through the rainforest where there are few roads or cities anyway. So the need for bridges has not been seen in the same way as it would be in a different nation or a different river. So if you said none, very well done, and you get the points. Question 10, I asked you about the Guinness World Record that has not been broken since it was first recorded in 1940. Well, it is the record for being the world's tallest man. The record was first recorded for Robert Pershing Wadlow, who was from USA, and he was measured at a whopping 2.72 metres, which in feet and inches is around 8 feet 11 inches. To cope with such a size, he had to eat around 8,000 calories a day, which is certainly about 3 times more than we would recommend the average man to eat. And since then, no one has ever been recorded as being taller than Robert. So if you got that right, very well done, and take the point for that as well. Well, that's the end of our quiz for this time round. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you all very soon.
TNS Soundings.